Coronavirus concerns have turned the summer vacation season into the year of the Great American Road Trip. Many people concerned about traveling overseas or getting into a plane to fly cross-country are heading to places that they can drive. The timing of the surge in road trips is perfect for a new, free online guide for Central and South Coast residents thinking about hitting the road.
The website is called 50 Great Public Land Destinations, Santa Barbara and Beyond. It is designed to be a resource for students, for visitors, for people who have lived in the area, the whole South Central Coast for a long time, and also newcomers.
Deborah Williams is a lecturer in the Environmental Studies Department at UC Santa Barbara. Williams has been an attorney for the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and teaches classes about public lands at UCSB.
50 fabulous public land destinations that many people know and a lot of people don't know about. It ranges from small parks in Isla Vista to Yosemite. All of the locations are within 300 miles of UCSB.
Williams is from California and grew up around Santa Barbara County. After living in Alaska for decades, she returned to the Santa Barbara area. Williams says after looking around for a list of nearby places to explore and not finding anything helpful, she decided to take on the project.
In order to make your great public lands destinations list, did you have to go visit and vet them?
Yes, I did visit lots of public lands, and these were my favorite 50. I really did want to make sure there was a spectrum of different types of public lands in terms of jurisdictional spectrum, city parks, county parks, national lands, also with respect to different kinds of public lands, historic areas, there are natural areas, there are developed parks.
Anytime you have a list, I think the first question you get about it is, what's number one in the list?
It does not work that way. These are all like having 50 children and not wanting to rank your children because each of these destinations has its own fabulous strengths and each so much to offer.
Williams says from beginning to end, the project took about 4 years. She hopes that the website will provide people with information about parks in our backyard as well as public lands worthy of a short to medium road trip.
These are not ranked. They're put in alphabetical order, or the website allows the user to find public land destinations through pin drops on a map, through how far you want to travel, or also by searching the kind of activities you want to do. You can indicate the activities you want to do, and it will pop up what of the 50 public land destinations offer the activities you are looking for.
While Williams says she doesn't have a single favorite, she says there are a couple of must-see things on the list.
I really do think that the Shumash Painted Cave State Historic Park is worth visiting. The very special art that Shumash ancestors produced. Another area that not many people know about, which is only open on the weekend, but which is special, is Barone Ranch. That's, I think, a gem that very few people know about. I really do recommend the Punch Bowl Trail in the Los Padres National Forest. It is beautiful.
The UCSB lecturer says the project was in the works years before the coronavirus crisis, but she says she's glad it was ready to go live this summer, just as people started looking for safe day trips or vacation options.
I really believe strongly that enjoying our public lands and getting out and getting exercise and being with your loved ones while you're outdoors is crucial to our mental health and physical health.
You can find a link to the 50 Great Public Lands Destinations Santa Barbara and Beyond website by going to our website, kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.